talk a little bit about mobile phones. Now, you like me, you use it for basically everything, and that means that the bill reflects that as well. How much should you be paying for a phone, though? We saw recently that Consumer Group Choice had a big spray at some of the telcos about how much they've been charging for various plans. So if we think we're paying too much, do we stay with the people we're with, or does our loyalty get us somewhere instead of swapping? Now, Angus Kidman is the editor-in-chief of finder.com.au, a comparison website, and he joins me on the phone. Good morning, Angus.
Good morning, Nick.
Now, look, is there a bit of a trend? We used to call it churn back in the day, and people talked about that being a very bad metric for a telco if there was too much churn. But are people swapping providers still?
Yeah, in fact, I think people are swapping providers more because we have seen a shift from where the typical way you see it, you'd always go under a contract because you wanted that big, expensive, shiny phone that went with it. To a certain extent, that was all you could choose from. But we're actually seeing a larger chunk of consumers now going with month-to-month plans, so they're not locked into something. So if they get unhappy with their provider or if their circumstances change or if they move house and suddenly find they haven't got such good reception anymore, they can make the shift easily. So I think we are seeing a move to where churn, in fact, is becoming more normal rather than less normal.
What about if you are under a contract, not that wonderful month to month, how easy is it to switch between providers?
And it's fairly difficult if you're on the contract until it runs out, because under the terms of nearly every phone contract that's out there, they will say, right, well, fine, if you want to leave, you can leave, but you have to pay us all the money you would have owed us under the contract anyway. And most people faced with that prospect go, well, hang on, if I'm going to have to spend the money, I might as well stay with the provider. So unless you've had a really terrible experience and they're just not providing what you paid for, your odds of convincing your telco to let you off the contract are, you know, sadly aren't there. So that's why I always recommend to people, you know, if you're on a contract now, good, you're on a contract, but don't do that again when it runs out. Yeah, that's the time to stop and think and look around and go, hey, hang on, am I paying more money than I need to get this service?
So you guys are actually recommending month to month rather than actual sort of settling down for that 12 or 24 month contract?
Well, yeah, I think it's a better deal. Often you get more actual sort of data inclusions on the month to month plans than you'll get on the contract plan. So really the only incentive for the contract becomes, oh, well, I don't want to pay a lot of money up front for my phone. But you don't necessarily have to do that these days. It's a much more competitive market than it was. And particularly if you're happy with an Android phone, there are lots of really decent phones that are affordable enough that you can go, hang on, I can pay for that up front, rather than, you know, freaking out at the thought of paying $1,000 for a phone, which I understand. Most people don't want to just casually throw down a grand and say, oh, yeah, here's my new phone.
And data is the big churn point for a lot of people, isn't it? Sort of, you know, how much data are they getting and how much is it costing to go over that limit?
Indeed, now data really is the distinguishing point now, because on most plans, whether they're contract or whether they're month to month, typically now you're getting unlimited Australian calls and unlimited text. So it's no longer a matter of saying, oh, how much call credit I'm getting. It's all about what happens with my data and what happens if I run over. That said, nearly every plan on the market now just says, right, well, the second you go over your limit, we're just going to give you another gigabyte and we're going to charge you $10. Which is better than getting like hundreds of dollars out of your bill, but it's not great if it's one day before the end of the month and you think, hang on, I'm being charged $10 and I'm not going to get through that gigabyte in the next day.
What if you find yourself on a contract? Is it worthwhile for people who are maybe unhappy, think they're paying too much or not getting the data that they feel like they should? Should they be trying to negotiate with telcos? Is there a way to kind of individually call up and say, hang on a second, not happy?
Yeah, that can be a good strategy. If you feel like, yeah, you're really getting rorted, then it can be worth ringing up your telco and to say, look, you know, I just don't feel like this is good enough. What can you do for me? And they may well come to the party to try and keep you, because it's very expensive to actually acquire a customer. Sort of estimated it costs something like $300, $400 in marketing to get you on there in the first place. So if they can convince you to stay by offering you a little more data or maybe letting you off that excess roaming bill, it's always worth having a chat, because the worst thing they can do is say no. And at best, you might get, you know, a deal. You've just got to be careful that they'll say, hey, hang on, we'll give you something better, but we want to extend your contract for another 24 months when we do. You don't want to fall for that.
Well, what about the other kind of ways that they try and tempt you on with, you know, like once a month you get cheap concert tickets or here's 3 month subscription to a music service? I mean, are they ever worth the money that people suggest that they are in the marketing?
I don't think they should be the things that people make the decision on, because unless you're hyper-organized, the chances are you won't take advantage of them all the time. So really, when you're paying for a phone service, you want to focus on what you're actually getting with that service. And I would also always favor getting extra data on my plan as opposed to getting a free music streaming service or getting free tickets or any of these other little benefits that get thrown in there. So I think it's important to stick to the basics and really compare the core elements of the service, because unless you know that you constantly want to go to the movies and you want to make use of those tickets, you're just not going to get the advantage out of it, I don't think.
And just finally, is there anything like a bad customer register for telcos where they kind of share if people have been swapping contracts a lot or constantly calling up? Do you think you might end up getting penalised if you're making a big fuss?
I'm not aware of a whole centralised one of that. If you don't pay your bills all the time, they'll end up finding that out because it'll be on your credit report. But ultimately, you know, I think as a consumer, you shouldn't be scared of standing up to the telcos just on the grounds they might come back after you.
Fantastic. Angus, thanks for talking to us on Breakfast.
My pleasure.
Yes, Angus Kidman is the editor-in-chief of finder.com.au. It's a comparison website, just giving you a bit of an insight into how you could actually maybe do yourself a bit of a service by negotiating with your telco if you're on a contract, or maybe it's time to get off contract if you feel like you're paying too much.